we took out a couple of stumps last fall, and George Emerson came up, pulled them out of the ground, and we covered it with dirt and, you know, planted some. But they don't really want to grow. I mean, we've had to put straw on them, and we're watering them. But anyway, so
you're working on it.
It's very dry. I mean, we have a well, and we also have some springs on the property. But you always worry about this time of year. And, you know, usually May is, for some reason, May is warmer and then June is rainy. But it just hasn't, this year it's just been goofy.
It sure has.
It has.
More reasons than one, right?
Yes, very much so.
Meanwhile, you've got races this weekend at Bayreuth Speedway. They're going to try and get it going.
We're going to get them in. I might have some guests, and I might not be able to get there. But apparently it's mostly for the crews and going down to the inside of the track. But John Manker will be there representing the bank.
Good.
In years past, he used to take the bank car and be the pace car. I did that once with Randy O'Dell driving it, and it is... it is a scary thing.
It's different.
It is.
Different.
And you, when you don't do something, and you, sometimes you say, well, you know, what's the car racing? You just drive a car around a track. Well, getting out on the track and seeing what it's like, I said, no, those guys are, they have a skill beyond anything I could ever have.
They sure do.
So it's sure great. It's a sign that, you know, things may be getting back to normal, and hopefully they'll be able to have, you know, people in the stands and things like that. But, you know.
So you've opened up the lobbies.
We've opened up the lobbies. Mm-hmm. I think it's our, we did it a quiet opening, and then officially opened on June 1st. I think every day there's a few more people come in. Mm-hmm. They're kind of like braving the crowds, and we're starting to see people who we would call them, the summer people that have camps, and they're back. And so people are good-natured. They're, most people are wearing masks. There's plenty of hand sanitizer around, and it's good to see, it's good to have people in the lobby.
I mean,
that's part of what we like about where we work is the people.
Yeah.
So you don't get the same when you're remoting.
Yeah. Questions and comments, though. Call the bank.
Yeah. Yep, I think the call center has been doing
a
great job at getting to the right people, and sometimes their job is becomes a little bit difficult when they say, "Oh yes, who is at the loan department today?" And so some people are remoting in, but they do a great job of doing that. Just a couple of things. Is it Saturday, the first day of summer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a Mark post. I love hearing about Charlie talking about the strawberries.
That's right.
He's taken over for his dad. And
They offer so excitement, though, talking on the radio.
Yeah.
And Bob was the same way, and Charlie's just following suit.
Yeah.
Bring so excitement.
They
so
always
excited,
say, chip off the old block.
Oh, yeah.
And so that is great.
It is.
Part two, I talked to another farmer yesterday, and this hot weather has been just fabulous for growing things.
Yeah.
If you have enough water to keep things hydrated.
Mark Breen, in his conversation earlier this morning, was talking about that. I guess they're getting some great hay right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I field across my road is has a brook running through it, so that just cattails are about 20 feet high. They look like pine trees. So for us at the bank right now, the first batch of PPP loans, which were done in April, now it's 8 weeks, and they're going to be starting to look at the forgiveness process to get that. So we'll be working with that. And then in the meantime, there are still they changed the rules a little bit, and we have to kind of figure out whether it's better for them to use the old rules or the new rules. And
So you've had your work cut out for you, to figure out all this stuff.
Yeah, and I'm, as people write regulations, then you have everybody that interprets it. So I was talking with one borrower, and he said, well, my accountant says this, and my lawyer says this. And I said, well, that's true, but your banker says this. And I said, so we're all reasonably intelligent people, and we're looking at the same sentence, and we're coming up to three different conclusions, which tells me that maybe it wasn't wasn't written that well, just saying. So that'll be but they've made the process for forgiveness better, and I think that's the key word out there, is that when we got the first regulations, it was going to be more work than we initially anticipated. Mm. That, you know, it might be 3 hours that the poor borrower was going to have to go through.
But it seems like from the initial onset, a lot had to be accomplished in a short amount of time.
They did. I mean, as I said, all of the problems that have cropped up don't outweigh the fact of the great work that the program did. There are a lot of people that got paid, and they were able to kind of keep their businesses going, mm-hmm. even as they were shut down. So it's a good program. We've got 150 people that will have to navigate mm-hmm. this mm-hmm. protection program, and you know, whatever they require, we'll do, and we'll yeah. we'll.
And at the beginning of this, it seems like some of you were working 7 days a week to get this done.
That was industry-wide. I bet it was. Called Woodsville Guarantee. They yeah. had people working, really? You know, all hours of the day. And across the country, small community banks did just a great job mm-hmm. in getting all those loans out and in there. So that's a big part of it. There are still some money available, and we've got a few people coming in, and we're processing those, not to the same extent. And again, I think the second program ends on June 30th, but please don't take that to the bank.
Well, if you got questions or comments, call the bank.
We'll still be processing, but again, the pace of them has really fallen down. So. And then it's Father's Day.
It is. This weekend.
I'm a father. You're a father. I had the advantage. I know your father. Mm-hmm. And I had a couple of stories about him. So when I started coming to the radio station, I really dealt a little bit more with Harold.
Right.
And then somehow when made the transition to Gene, and he just had a different personality than Harold did. Funny and sneaky funny, though, which is, I always, remember the time that he came in and he was going to ask me about something bank, and he said, well, I just bought the Red Sox. What do you think if I hired you as general manager, what you would do? And that's how Gene was.
It's true, yeah.
But you just think of Gene as Gene, the guy at the local radio station. So I happened to be on a board in Barrie, and one of the people on the board was Ken Squires.
Oh, yeah.
Legend in radio and certainly TV and also in racing.
That's right.
And so we introduced each other, and because he's with DEV, right?
That's right, yeah.
So, I'd met Harold, whoever used to work for DEV. He was the guy that did the ads, but I never met Ken. So he's saying, Wells, he says, you have that legend of Vermont radio, Eugene Buffer. And I said, he's a legend? and he was like, he almost wanted to slap me,
Yeah.
Of course, he was yeah. a legend in Randolph, and he yeah. does done, he says, yeah, you showed, he's a legend. Yeah. And I went into, the next time I saw Gene, I said, I didn't know I was dealing with a legend. He said, yeah, I want a little bit more respect there.
Did he? Yeah, yeah.
So he was a great,
he had a lot of respect for the Squires.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
and,
he did.
They were a very group bunch, but so Puffer Brothers and the Squires, so that was my Father's Day story for you.
Isn't that interesting?
That he's a legend.
Yeah.
So you followed a legend.
Really? I guess so. Big shoes to follow
yeah.
right there.
So Father's Day story. So my father, he died in 2008, and he had a very interesting career. He went to World War II at the age of 22.
Really?
Served 4 years, was a lieutenant commander.
Okay.
And but just like you, he's dad, he's not a legend. But he had talked a little bit about his life on a destroyer in the Pacific.
Mm.
But you hear the story and you don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And so a couple years ago, I went to Boston and looked at the USS Constitution.
Okay.
And in the dock, you know, on the same dock on the other side was a Fletcher class destroyer, which was what my dad was in for the, you know, the Pacific. So okay. He was there for 4 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, from, they went from Virginia Beach, Newport Beach, all the way through through the Panama Canal,
no
out
kidding.
To San Francisco, out to Pacific back a couple of times.
That's something.
So we went, we had the kids with us and the grandkids, and we went in, and it's like, wow. I mean, they had like 70 people in this thing, and you had bunks, and so
yeah.
Here were these guys, and then my dad would talk about the officer's room, and I'm thinking, this is like a big boardroom, you know?
Yeah.
And you go look at the actual officer's room, it was tiny.
Really?
A little bit larger than this room, but,
sure.
You know, imagine you have a test. And so then you appreciate—
Quite the education.
Yeah, what, you know, what that 4 years was like.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would have gone stark raving. You know, you can't, he would talk about walking around the boat. You don't walk around that thing. I mean, it's very narrow corridors and, but they had funny,
yeah,
funny
made
stories.
Do with what they had, right?
They did. And they did tremendous work. I mean, I can't remember how many miles they put on that destroyer, and they went up the Yellow River in China.
Yeah.
And obviously, they avoided the invasion of Japan. They were supposed to be the first crew of that. Uh-huh. And then you realize they're only 22, 23, 24 of the guy. And the
young
and
man.
The, and the
yeah.
captain, they called him the old man. And I said, so how old was the old man? He said he was 32. So anyways, we have great fathers.
Yeah, enjoy Father's Day. And don't forget dear old dad this weekend.
What's that?
Don't forget dear old dad this weekend.
Don't forget dad.
Yeah,
don't forget the first day of summer. Don't forget, Bear Ridge and strawberry picking at...
glad the summer's here.
Yes,
the only thing is the days start going the other way now.
Yeah,
right?
But that, you know, we'll take it.
All right.
We'll
work with you. It's up to you whether we see you again next Friday.
Oh, yeah, next Friday is the end of the month. That's the real deal. And we'll have some more news. And then hopefully in July, as we get back to normal, we'll go back to having...
Okay.
People on Prime. But this is fun.
It is. It definitely is. And we certainly appreciate the update.
Thank you.
Enjoy the weekend.
You too.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Thank you very much. Frank Tilton, CEO, Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank.